took more than a year to finish, and then was buried near the end of side two of a soundtrack album, a song that hadn't even been used in that film. It was never released as a single in the UK until 1976, but it did go to number one in the US and Australia. This is Yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Doubtless as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday.
Paul McCartney's nostalgic looking back at his Liverpool youth and Penny Lane. Well, when the Sgt. Pepper album was finally released at midnight on May the 26th, 1967, radio stations that usually closed down at midnight stayed on air to play the entire record. And one hyperbolic critic claimed it was the closest that Europe had come to unity since the Treaty of Vienna in 1815. It's not the greatest album of all time, despite many people making that statement, and it's not even the Beatles' best LP, but it caught the time and place perfectly. Swinging London in the Summer of Love. The songs on the record were about plenty of issues too, including one about the generation gap. It's one of Paul's best and was based on a newspaper article which, incredibly, he couldn't have known that he had a connection with. On a TV show in 1963, just 4 years earlier, but an eon in Beatles years, young Melanie Coe had won a dance contest judged by Paul McCartney. In an extraordinary coincidence, in 1967, she ran away from home, and a newspaper article about that was the one that inspired Paul McCartney to write this song. No Beatle played a musical instrument on the record. The harp, though, was played by Sheila Bromberg, who made history by becoming the first woman to appear on a Beatles record.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins.